background wave.
Sunny Las Vegas, Nevada.
Standby one.
America's entertainment capital.
Steve Sanchez, conservative talk show host.
I've been waiting for this night to come. Get up. Now it's time for me to take my place. The makeup running down my face.
Broadcasting from his undisclosed bunker studios, the dawn of Las Vegas, Steve Sanchez.
Can I say welcome to the show?
Thank you, Greg Erringer. Steve Sanchez with you on your Wednesday drive home, hour three right in front of you. And let's talk about this for a moment. It's the Trump jail theory. What's the Trump jail theory, Steve Sanchez? Well, I wanted to discuss what Joel Pollack said today. In fact, he is the Breitbart, or he is a Breitbart news editor at large, Joel Pollack. And he was on Sirius Satellite Patriot Radio, and Mike Slater's the host of Sirius XM Patriot 125. And he was on Joel Pollack, and he talked about this strange scenario that is theoretically possible if Donald Trump gets convicted and goes to jail. What could happen? Well, what he's saying is Trump could win from jail, take the oath, and then pardon himself and leave jail. Now, that's a first for America, right? Now, will this happen? Stranger things have. I mean, right? Stranger things have. So, you know, there's this possibility that you could see a scene from where Trump is in jail or in prison, wins the election. The Chief Justice goes to the prison, administers the oath of office, Trump pardons himself, and he bounces to the White House. I mean, we have gotten, we're in a crap show here at this point. I mean, we've got people theoretically saying this and that and Trump, and the fact of the matter is, I checked this out, it's true. Trump could win and still administer the presidency from jail. Now, this is crazy. Wouldn't you agree? But it can happen. It's never happened. I doubt it'll happen. Here's what I'm being told by some people. Some people that want to be nameless. They want to be anonymous. They're saying Steve Trump's not going to win the nomination. He's not going to win the election. He's going to bounce out. He's going to bounce out. The pressure's too fierce, too strong. And these are GOP major players. If I told you who they are, you'd say, what? And you may say, well, Steve Sanchez, what do you say to them? I say, you're crazy. I do. And they're all good friends of mine. But I say, no, not possible. Trump's going to win the nomination. They said, nope, you'll see. Trump's toast. He's not going to do it. He's going to bounce by the end of the year, into the beginning of 24. It's going to be so egregious and so time-consuming that Donald Trump will not push forward. I have to ask you this. I'm going to open up phone lines early so I can do somewhat of an internal survey. Has this crossed your mind, that scenario? Do you agree? Do you see that maybe at this point that's not going to happen? That it is going to be so tough because Trump will have to be in court. So tough to be on the campaign trail. Let's not forget the primaries start in January. Well, Steve, the polls say this. Yeah, they do. But you also say the polls are skewed and fixed. So are the polls only accurate when it's in your favor? And they're not accurate when it's not in your favor? I mean, this is a legitimate question I've got to ask as a commentator. Personally, I believe Donald Trump's going to win the nomination. When it comes to the general election, he's got a tougher time. Why would you say that, Steve? Well, because he does. I just spent 15 minutes of my breath explaining in hour two that the trajectory of the country is different. And when you've got the Republican Party not really being completely in unity, backing Trump, backing an America First agenda, backing us going back to a God, family, country mentality, backing the Constitution, making sure that our borders close south of the border, making sure our troops come home. When you've got the Republican Party all over the place, it makes it that much more difficult. Wouldn't you agree? Let me open up phone lines early, and I want to hear from you on this one. 702-257-5396. The phone lines are open. All points of view welcome. Will Trump stay the course? Do you want him to stay the course? Not that you don't love him. You do. But you're saying, wow, he's got all of this, and it's not his fault. Trump's not going to back down. Trump is going to fight this through. But how about my family and my children and my job and my livelihood and my future? I want to make sure Joe Biden or Gavin Newsom or any other Democrat doesn't win. So maybe, just maybe, I mean, come on, I know some of you are having this conversation with yourself, with your friends, with your spouse. It's okay to have reservations. It's okay to have doubts. It's okay to say, I don't want Trump, even though I love him. It's okay. You don't want me to tell you why it's okay? Do you want me, in case you've forgotten, do you want me to tell you why it's okay? It's because this is a free country. And you have the right to believe what you want. You have the right to believe what you want, how you want. And you don't have to feel guilty or explain yourself to no one except yourself and your family. That's it. You don't owe me. You don't owe your neighbor. You don't owe anybody a damn thing but yourself. That's why when I open up phone lines, I say all points of view welcome, because they are welcome. Doesn't mean they're all going to be agreed. I don't say all points of view welcome and all agreed on. No, I say all points of view welcome. I mean, I want you to make your point of view. Might not agree with it. You know where I stand. You know why I stand where I stand. But I want to get to know you better. I want to get to know this audience better. I want to know where you stand. Because some of you may not want to say it, but this latest indictment made you jump ship. You know it. Come on. You know you're there. You're driving right now home, and you're like, yeah, it's me. You're on your way right now to Chick-fil-A to get some food for dinner, and you're like, yeah, it's me. I bounced. I'm done. I can't do it. I love Trump. I love him, but I'm done. I'm not going to bobblehead DeSantis. I'm just going to probably, you know, support Vivek Ramaswamy, or I'm going to go. I mean, it's okay. I want to be able to encourage you a little bit in the midst of what looks like to have, what looks like to be no hope. Because some of us, we're humans, we're going to get discouraged. It's like one hit after the other. Boom, I'm hitting you here. Boom, I'm hitting you there. I'm staying with Trump through the whole thing because I know what's at stake. But just because you may not doesn't mean you don't care. Doesn't mean you don't understand what's at stake or what's not at stake. It's just you have decided that it just doesn't make sense for you because I think the chaos has become too stressful. And I really think this is what the Democrats are looking to do, is to keep you stressed where you bounce. That's what I believe. All right, let's get down to business. Hank, you're up next. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Steve. I am absolutely sticking with Trump. And the truth of the matter is that unless Trump backs out and says, hey, I'm going to support X, Y, or Z, mm-hmm. He's got my vote. Yep. And the thing is, people so quickly forget how amazing this country, even with the Democrats, you know, piling on him and like they say, you know, finding anytime he spit or even looked like he spit, trying to find something to put on him, mm-hmm. that gives me more reason to vote for this guy, because he tells me that the rank and file crooked Democrat, which probably 90% of them are so afraid of him, and they're terrified right now. And if it wasn't for the cross-eyed, bought and paid for mainstream media, Biden could drop an ice cream cone on a shoe, and they would say, "Oh, look, he's trying to feed the poor."
I guess I know them.
Yeah. And Trump, when he comes back, it's going to be on like Donkey Kong. But the best thing is if we have the House and we have the Senate and we have the President, maybe, just maybe, after they fire, half the FBI in Washington, mm-hmm. we'll get to the bottom of some things.
Yeah.
And we'll start putting some of these crooked, traitorous expletives in prison.
Yeah, I'm with
That's
you.
That's my take.
I love it. Hank, I agree completely. Completely. Everything you said was beautiful. It's poetry. I'd love to see Bobby Kennedy as the Attorney General, to be quite honest with you. I would. I would absolutely love Trump to say, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., you are going to take the rightful place as my Attorney General because you know and understand sacrifice more than most. What a dynasty that would be, right? Well, I mean, just imagine, unprecedented, bringing a Democrat in a Republican administration to be your Attorney General, and his father was Attorney General Bobby Kennedy. Wouldn't that be something? Because RFK Jr. would clean house with the CIA, with the FBI. He'd start them from scratch. He would make sure that there's transparency and honesty, and that's what we need more than ever. And the Democrats are, and Hank's right, they are absolutely concerned that that is going to be lost. That's going to be taken from them. This is why it's a war. They're fighting an actual war right now. I'm Steve Sanchez. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Steve Sanchez on your Wednesday drive home. Glad to be with you. Phone lines are open, 702-257-5396. The Trump jail theory wins the election. Chief Justice goes to the jail or the prison, swears him in. He pardons himself, bounces over to the White House. And then unleashes holy hell on all that did this to him. Wouldn't you? Well, Steve, this is the office of the presidency. We have to be statesmen. I think that statesman thing left a long time ago. When the Democrats started doing what they did to Trump in 2015, started actually surveilling a candidate, Obama and Biden knew it. Fake dossier, Russia collusion, insurance policy. Wow. Are you going to tell me that we are not dirty birds? I mean, we were having the NSA spy on us, even though they admitted. Remember when they testified in front of Congress and said, oh, no, the National Security Agency doesn't spy? Not on our own people. And then a year later, yes, we were, but it was, I told you that Patriot Act was nothing but garbage. Nothing but garbage. It was a way to have more power and control over the free people of this country. That's what they've done to us. And it continues. All right, back to business. David, you're up next. Welcome to the show. David, are you there? Looks like David is stuck. So let's go ahead and there he goes.
Steve, are you there?
Yes, I am. It was on our end. I apologize.
Oh, no worries. Okay, so listen, in 2015, when Trump came down the escalator, I thought, this is the wrong guy with the right message. That was my first thought. Mm-hmm. And for the first time in my adult life in 2016, I did not vote for president. And Trump ended up winning, and that's fine. And then you got the 2 years of Russia collusion like you're talking about, and then COVID happened and all the chaos that swirled around that. And I realized that the chaos around Trump was not of Trump's making. It's of the people against him. So I did vote for him in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Now, going into 2024, it just seems to me that they're not after Trump. They're after the message.
Yeah.
Right?
That's a good point, yes.
And we don't even know who's running the country. Right? Who's in control? Who's in charge? Certainly
exactly.
Not Biden.
Exactly.
So whoever comes with that message, this is a blueprint for the treatment that anybody that comes with that message is going to get.
That's a great point, David. Let me stay on that for a moment with you. And I said this in the past. I said, look, if Trump had to bow out back in the day, you know, months ago because of all of this, I would have certainly understood. And you know, he passes the baton to whoever, you know, and he would always be the grandfather, like you said, the architect of the blueprint, but as long as the message. To me, David, the only person right now, at least reasonably, that would carry on that message to me is Vivek Ramaswamy, because everybody else, they're insiders, not outsiders. Vivek Ramaswamy is, in fact, an outsider. What do you think?
Well, yeah, I think that's fine and that's great. But you have to understand, the day Trump drops out, all the chaos goes to Ramaswamy. It's not going to stop, is my point.
Yeah.
It's not going to stop. So what that means for the future of the country, I don't know. But I do know for you, and you know it too. Come on. Everybody knows it intrinsically, that as soon as the person picks up that message, whoever that person is, there's going to be 27 linebackers on them trying to sack them.
But we can't stop then. I mean, right, David? I think you're in agreement. We cannot fold. We have to fight another day.
Right, and that's, you know, how that's going to happen, we'll end up and see. So in your original question was, are you sticking with Trump? Well, to be determined, I don't know, because okay. We don't really know what's going to happen down the road.
Fair enough. No, fair enough. Great call, David. Great call. I appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah, fair enough. You know, I got the opportunity, as you know, to meet Trump, hang out with Trump, interview Trump, and I'll tell you this. He looked me straight in the eyeballs and said, I'm not bouncing. I'm going all the way. And I said, Mr. President, thank you. Thank you for being a General Patton in this modern day. That's how I view it. Phone lines are open if you'd like to join me. All points of view welcome, of course. 702-257-5396 is how you join the conversation. This half hour being brought to you by the Pass Casino. PassCasino.com for all your entertainment needs on the weekends. Bonkers Comedy Club. Live entertainment on Friday. Daily chances to win big money every single day. PassCasino.com. Check them out. We'll be right back. Sanchez with you on your Wednesday drive. Look, Gavin Newsom. I keep coming back to Gavin Newsom. I was just reading in the Sacramento Bee that Gavin Newsom is potentially running for president. See, potentially. And here's the reason they're bringing this up. And here's the headlines. It's from the Sacramento Bee in California. Gavin Newsom running for president with a big question mark. And then he goes on to say his fundraising strategy signals White House aspirations. Now, who's been saying this for months? When others were saying, no one, no, he's not, no one will vote for him. Not true. If I could do anything on this show, and if I am able to accomplish anything on this show, it's to try to help you understand psychology of people. This is not a show that just regurgitates the same talking points that you hear on every other talk show. I just don't do that. It's not my style. I think for myself. And I'd like to think you do too. In fact, I've met many of you. Thousands of you when I have events. And you guys are awesome. Love you all. I do. And I'm going to tell you this. And I've said it before. I spoke about it heavily in the second hour of the show. The trajectory of the country is very different today. Very much different than it was in 2016's election. Very different than it was in the 2020 presidential election. We were right in the middle of COVID still. And since COVID, the world is very different. Wouldn't you think? Don't you see it? Don't you see it with the lack of customer service in business, the lack of service in hospitality? Haven't you seen that yourself? You call a toll-free customer service number with XYZ company, and they're working out of the house because you hear the kids screaming in the background, you hear the dogs barking. It's a different world since the pandemic. People think different. People act different. And it unleashed this new voting bloc, the Gen Z, as I spoke about in hour number two, totally in favor of everything that they can get because they're entitlement brats. They're the ones that always got the participation trophies. And I said, participation trophies are going to kill this country. And here we go. They're the ones that want their student debt canceled. They want to make sure that you pay for a home for them when they get out of college and want to make $100,000 a year. All these lists of requirements and expectations that this Gen Z has, very much social justice warriors. They were glad that Disney changed Buzz Lightyear to be more in a homosexual slant, with a lot of that being brought into Disney movies, lesbian moms, transgenderism, all these different things that Disney has no business teaching your children. Disney just needs to put out cartoons like Beauty and the Beast and Lion King and let the parents make the decisions on how they're going to teach their kids about sexuality and gender and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we've seen this. We've seen this huge push of drag queen hour, the drag queen shows, all this stuff that Gen Z's in favor for. They are in favor of it. So this is this huge voting block that would vote for a Gavin Newsom. Because Gavin Newsom is about, well, let's even give illegals health insurance. They deserve it. They're paying taxes. They come here illegally. They get jobs. They pay taxes. It's all stupidity. But it is the way that the Democratic Party today buys votes. And Gavin Newsom is fundraising at $5,000 a head. He's got a super PAC. Why? He's just a governor in his second term. I'll tell you why. Because Joe Biden is in trouble. In more trouble than you can imagine. And do you believe this? I read something today and I was shocked, and I read it again. And I'm like, what? It is now stated, I'm being told through new polling, that Democrats are now high energy on Kamala Harris. More than Biden. So I got a feeling that my theory is going to come to play here. That Biden is going to get a resignation in place because of all the heat, because they have the goods. They have the goods. I think the Republicans are just being a little secretive right now, but they have the goods on Biden, and the hammer's going to drop. So I believe that Biden's going to be Nixon-like here. I'm going to resign. Goodbye. Hello. So long. Kamala Harris becomes president. She appoints Gavin Newsom to be her vice president. President Kamala Harris at that point pardons Joe Biden. He rides off into the sunset. Kamala Harris basically states that I'm not running for election. I will finish out the term, but I will hand off the baton to Gavin Newsom so that he's the nominee, so RFK Jr. stays out of this whole thing. Can you see something like that playing out? Don't tell me it's not possible when some of you are talking about this Trump jail theory. Why isn't that likely? It's not illegal. Nixon resigned, got pardoned by Ford. Biden can resign, get pardoned by Kamala. And then she decides to bounce and say, hey, look, This is just not for me. The country would be better served with Gavin Newsom, and he's the president. Tell me that my theory is out to lunch, because it's not. It's not. And I've just got this feeling. I don't know what it is, but I've got this feeling that that is coming down the pike. Now, some will say Gavin Newsom has no chance against Trump. Gavin Newsom has no chance against any Republican. My response is Gen Z, the trajectory of the country, and illegals. Phone lines are open. 702-257-5396 is how you join the program. What are your thoughts, friends? What is the end game of these people? That's the because Trump's not going anywhere. I'll be very surprised if President Trump bounced. Very surprised. And we'll have President Trump on again on the show in October. We'll ask him. I'd be very surprised. Again, phone lines are open if you'd like to join the conversation. All points of view, welcome. 702-257-5396. Give me your theories. Do my theories make some sense? And if not, what are yours? Because if you pay attention to all of this, as I know you do, you have to be sitting back saying, I think it's going to play out this way, and here's why, Steve. Let's get back to business. Jose, you're next. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Steve, and thanks for being our voice, as always, and bless you all.
Thank you, sir.
You know, I agree. You know, everything you say, and but I'm like you, Trump all the way, baby. You know, these never-Trumpers, they wish President Trump would bounce. Anybody else, I'd say yes. But come on, this guy is a winner, even when they cheat. You know, and, you know, wouldn't it be funny in a bizarro world if Jack Smith would investigate Biden?
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, I mean, it would. This is almost like a movie, Jose, playing out, because it's like every day this new scene is thrust upon us, and it's like, wow, what the hell?
Yeah, they're running scared. You know what it is, and they're running scared because they're all involved. And Pence being told to count votes isn't unconstitutional, you know. And another thing that's going to be funny is when Pence is being cross-examined over there for the January 6th and see what he meant by there were irregularities.
Yeah. No, Jose, great call, and I appreciate it. No, Mike Pence, as we talked about in hour two, the secret notes that he revealed to the grand jury that Jack Smith is using in this Trump indictment. I told you Pence was a dirty bird. I told you he was the Judas of modern day politics. I told you that shekel or challenge coin placed in his hand was for this very moment. Mike Pence, as I said, could be, possibly is, that nail in the Trump coffin that they hope is going to get hammered. That's Mike Pence. Mike Pence spent over 5 hours in grand jury testimony, if you recall, a couple of months ago when I told you this is what was going to happen. Did Mike Pence make a deal? Sure he did. Do you really believe that Mike Pence had these secret notes? Why would you have secret notes? What was the intent behind secret notes as the vice president? They were unreported. They weren't skewed or scanned in anywhere. They weren't notarized. How do we know these notes are legitimate? I think we're just hitting the surface of what. Now, some are saying, hey, look, you know, now Donald Trump gets to have the discovery and all the evidence and the cross-examination. It's going to be the biggest trials of the century, because it's not just one trial. Let's not forget, you've got loser Alvin Bragg's trial starting in March. You've got the classified documents trial starting in December. Now you've got the January 6th trial soon to be set, because tomorrow, my understanding is, Donald Trump will surrender, and God help us if he doesn't get bail. Then you've got Fulton County in Georgia. They're getting ready for an indictment. The sheriff came out, as I said, in hour number one and said, we're going to have a mugshot of Donald Trump. This is crazy. Yet Joe Biden is free. Joe Biden, there is significant evidence by the implications made by Devin Archer that Joe Biden was on these phone calls. Joe Biden knew about the Hunter Biden family dealings, that Joe Biden is compromised, but yet nothing happens. I have to keep putting it on to our friends, the Republicans. When are you going to move? Not lip service move, because that's what you've been doing a lot of. When are you going to move? Will there be an impeachment? If not, why not? Wouldn't you agree, ladies and gentlemen, we deserve those answers like yesterday? Again, phone lines are open if you'd like to join me, 702-257-5396. I'm Steve Sanchez. We'll be right back. Sanchez on this Wednesday afternoon, actually evening, your evening drive. I'm sure most of you are just about ready to get home or are there already. And we're glad that you've hung out with us. So much to talk about. We're going to have to continue it tomorrow. But let's go ahead and get back to some of our calls on hold. Neil, you're next. Welcome to the program.
Steve, thanks again for putting me on, giving me an opportunity to make a comment. Bobby Kennedy Jr., Attorney General, in a Trump administration would be absolutely awesome, phenomenal. My God, it would be like Lincoln's team of rivals. You know, it'd be tremendous.
Yeah.
A topic I want to just touch upon, old-fashioned patriotism. Let's hope in the DOJ there still remain some old-fashioned patriots that are just keeping their mouth shut. What I think needs to be done in this country, if Congress has any testosterone left, they need to revoke the charter for the FBI, revoke the charter for the CIA and the DOJ. They are not written into the Constitution. You cannot reform these institutions. They're totally bankrupt of patriotism. And it's their management, their leadership. You can't reform them. Your thoughts?
Yeah, no, great comments. I think really, Neil, what would happen is there would be a redo. I think that, as you said, there are many patriots that are field agents in these agencies that love America. They have given all for their country. They shouldn't be hurt or harmed. We want to protect those people. But the bureaucrats, the management, they need to go, every single one of them. I don't see anybody that is in management or at any executive level in these agencies that have come out and stood up. If they do, great, then we'll save them and protect them too. If not, you know, I don't necessarily think that, you know, the FBI has to be dismantled. I think that it can start from scratch with a new charter, a new vision, and new management. And so I think that is really what Bobby Kennedy Jr.'s intent is in terms of how to redo this whole thing. I think that would be the intent of Trump. Heck, even DeSantis has said, you know, he wants to do this from top to bottom as well. So it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. But we got to get there first. We've got to get there first. We've got to get the White House. We've got to retain the House, pick up more seats in the House, and, of course, get control of the United States Senate. So that is a chore, and we better take it seriously because we're like, you know, a year and, you know, 3 months away from the biggest election that either solidifies America as a free republic or not, just as simple as that. Ed, the old school lender, he can help you. Why? Well, look, we're days away from, well, school starting. I know the list has come home, and the teacher's saying, I need this, this, and this, and you're like, oh, my gosh. You know, they keep taking, but you got to do it. You got the kids. You got school clothes. You got things coming up. You've got expenses. My point is, if you need a loan, you need it fast. Ed, the old school lender, has been helping folks for 33 years. He has something called the Easy Loan Process, where payback plans are flexible, easy, affordable. Even if you have bad credit or no credit, he can help you as long as you have a good full-time job. You show proof of your income. That's the only requirement. He can help you get $1,000, $2,000, up to $5,000 same day, Zelled out to you. And he is right now standing by till 9 p.m. Pacific to take your call, help you get the money you need. Just mention my name. He'll take real good care of you. Phone number is 702-613-2153. That's 702-613-2153. Ed, the old school lender, we'll be back tomorrow. Until then, God bless, and we'll catch you on the other side.
You've been listening to Steve Sanchez.
For more of Steve,
visit thestevesanchezshow.com.